The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl, Linda, Bopp, and it's Thursday, so it's Trish Clark.
Good morning, North State.
And Linda has on the spot with Linda Bopp tonight. She's got an interview with people from Chicago. She has one of the stars of Menopause, the musical, is calling in.
Coming up Sunday, yeah.
She's all excited about going to that. I'm excited just living through it, as is Bad Bopp. It's a great day today, July the 10th, and let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down less than 1% at 141 points at 16,847. The S&P 500 is down 19 at 1,953, and the NASDAQ is down 48 at 4370. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down 20 cents at $15.40, and Apple down $1.09 at $94.30. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 38 cents at $23.43, and Pepsi is up 14 cents at $89.91. In the bond market, we're finding higher prices, bringing the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.34%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is down 10 cents at $101.65. Gold is up $16.80 at $1,341.10. And silver is up 45 cents at $21.52. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908. And, you know, if you're looking for advice that is true and will get you along the road there to finding the right spots to invest or your investments, have your investments looked at by somebody new. And somebody new could be at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call, 243-7561, 243-7561, and then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive.
And it's 64 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 99 today, partly cloudy with a low around 70 this evening. Tomorrow, Friday, we're looking for 95, up on about to 100 on Saturday and 102 on Sunday. A little wind tonight and tomorrow. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. We can reach them at 365-3793.
I'm sorry. I took away your cheat sheet.
There.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bopp.
Well, sir, good morning. And
we had here's the start this morning. Bad Bopp walks through the door and he goes, "I need a set of eyes." Mm. And I went, "Okay." So I walk outside, and I see his Jeep driving away. I said, "Somebody steal your Jeep?" He goes, "Oh, no, that's Brenda. It's the people in the parking lot." And I look over, and there's three people in our parking lot just kind of wandering around already at 6:45 in the morning, kind of looking around in cars. So I said, "Oh." So I went back inside and got my handy-dandy iPhone and went out and was taking a picture of the gentleman driving by on his bicycle. "Hey, why are you taking my picture? You're very photogenic." "Oh, well, you guys, I can do anything I want."
"You can ride around in the parking lot peering into cars, and I can take your picture doing it."
There you go. here's your sign. So
it's the times we live in. As I left this morning walking, coming around the corner, and I came across the people waking up in the little park just on the corner of Stingy and Marmack and North Street in Anderson. Yeah.
Okay,
stretching, waking up.
Let me finish up this last story here, though. These people that are looking through the cars right behind the police station. The police station is right next to us. I mean, the you can see the police car from our parking lot. Mm-hmm. And they're just kind of like going through there, just kind of checking it out. You know, it's like, well, I wonder if we called the police, how long it would take them to get here.
The response time from 50 feet away.
Yeah. I just wonder. I mean, and they go, you know, we're right behind you. We're right behind you. Just look out the door. You know, at least you know. But they were just looking around. And the girl was obviously feeling no pain already this morning.
You know, I'm scared of the surveillance state, but is that what it's going to take to deter these people? Is cameras, like in England, you know, cameras pointing in every direction?
I don't know that it does away with anything, because they, and until you come up with a system that holds them accountable for being observed doing something illegal, what difference does it make? That's a great saying, isn't it?
Well, I think
I heard that before. Yeah.
Well, you know, then we get into things like as we saw yesterday. But before we get into that, coming in at 7 o'clock in the morning. I know you don't get up, but do you go to bed early on Wednesday nights?
No,
you don't. You don't go to bed early?
Not usually.
You just, it's your usual same old thing, right?
Well, your sleep patterns are what they are, and it's difficult for me to change that. So, I mean, I just do a little less sleep on.
A little less sleep? Yeah. Well, I frankly, last night slept like a log on my
sleep number.
As
I do always.
And see, Seth, I think that's it. If you sleep well, you can get up in the morning. My sleep number is 40. I'm moving it up. I'm trying to reach you.
55.
Your sleep number setting is 55. That's
sometimes
true.
Sometimes 50, sometimes 60, but mostly 55.
Okay, now, you know, they have new technology. You know, they have the dual air technology, of course, so that Linda sleeps with a different sleep number setting than I do, because the bed, I mean, literally, you can feel the differences in the bed itself.
Absolutely. So I keep both sides of my bed at 55 in case I roll over.
I'll roll over on her side for a while. She'll roll over on my side for a while. But, I mean, you can tell the differences there. But now they've got this new IQ technology, sleep IQ technology that goes onto the pump on the bed, and it reads how you're sleeping, you know, at night, and then it sends you messages, tells you, you know what, you're rolling around like here, or you're you know, you could probably use a sleep setting of maybe 60 or 50. I mean, this is the type of technology it has, and the whole thing is to help you sleep better. And I tell you what, once you start sleeping better, your whole day, the whole everything else falls into place if you've got a good night's sleep.
Absolutely.
And you can get your sleep number beds, of course, at our sleep number store, which is like walking into an Apple store. I mean, it is so, it's clean, it's bright, it's go in there, and Brian or Janice will teach you how, or will give you a sleep number setting and show you how this works. Absolutely fabulous. Number one mattress under Consumer Reports, made in America, guaranteed. Sleep Number down in the Target Shopping Center. So head on down there. You'll like it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And Terry, hang on. Hang on till we get back after the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines are 605-4567. Good morning, my friends. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop on in with us. 7:16 in the morning, and I'm here with Trish Clark.
And it's 64 degrees outside. Going to be a little cooler, not into the hundreds. That's great.
Yeah, it's just being the 90s today. Gosh,
yeah,
you know
we
what?
Live but, with that.
Hey, you know what? I just had lunch with Joe Martino yesterday, the owner and the guy behind Orchard Nutrition. And I tell you what a great guy. He, you know, he lives what he believes there with Orchard Nutrition. And they have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. He puts dietitians on his staff to help people. Doesn't charge you for it. He has classes in the evening on health, diet. And then he offers raw foods, organic foods, non-GMO foods. He offers it all. He offers things that he's not going to make money on because his customers need it or want it. You know, and that shows you somebody's giving back to the community. It's located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Orchard Nutrition. If you haven't been there, just walk in. You feel healthier just walking in. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle, Orchard Nutrition.
You go in there and you can't help but find things you didn't even know you needed.
You need it, and you can get it. Hey, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl, Trish, Bob. You're right about what you're saying. This early in the morning, I mean, these people are out. But again, yesterday when you had Ed on, I thought that was a great program. I don't think you can leave this alone, number one.
We're not.
And number two, and you're not. And I appreciate, everybody appreciates that, man. The thing is that Ed's saying, well, you know, we can hire private security. What? Really and truly, we had the money. And I'm kind of tired of the fact that we keep pussyfooting around the fact of what the police make. We pussyfoot around it. We pussyfoot around the fact that there was $400,000 on the table. They put that toward the new police station. We have this beautiful new police station being built. We have all these buildings in town we could have used. Nobody says anything. Nobody wants to rock the boat. We have police officers walking around giving parking tickets, which a lot of people see. We have all this stuff going on. We have these guys that are out of control. And, Carl, as you put it so well yesterday, now that people lock their cars and they're being vigilant, they just break in the cars. They stabbed a guy in a wheelchair. I've got a son in a wheelchair. I can't let him go out at night. He's 25 years old. If he goes in a wheel somewhere, he might get stabbed. I mean, really? And we're not holding the police accountable when we have $160,000 of policemen as their average for their benefits and pay? I mean,
I think,
how come
you can
ask any tough questions?
Well, I think when you start saying, you know, why aren't the police out there? We have the police are out there. The question is how many police are out there and the amount of crime that's come up. We just got a phone call while we were waiting to get you on from a lady that sits at, you know, she has one of those, like a neighborhood mailbox, you know, like 15, 16, you know, mailboxes in one spot.
Yes.
She said they go down, they've gone down and the people have, or these vermin have come in there and sprung every one of them. All their mail is laying on the ground. They just took what they wanted and they left all the mail and everything else on the ground and drove off.
How much? Okay, if we had $400,000 to spend on community officers, that's a pittance compared to what we're spending on other things.
Four officers.
And he won't do it. And he won't bring on people. As far as we've talked to him before, he will not bring on people. As far as hiring guys that would be holding the pepper spray like that gentleman suggested yesterday, he said there's too much of a liability. And then he talks about the CCWs, and you have a situation where they, in the paper today, it said they used, 67 bullets to shoot at this guy, that they shot him twice in the arm. They hit him twice out of 67 times.
I think that's what it said.
That's what it said in the paper. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And here nobody calls anybody on the carpet that's responsible. We've let it go for 3 years. And as a citizen, I'm just outraged. I mean,
well,
because
Terry, the problem is that we've let it go for a lot longer than that.
Yes, you're right, Trish.
And then now it's just all coming to a head because we've allowed this pattern to take over where we are so politically correct that nobody wants to rock the boat on this or any other issue.
Yeah, and I know that you're tired of it, Trish. I wish you'd run again.
Well, you know, and here's the thing, though, Terry. Okay, and this is we had Chance for Changes here in the county. We chose not to.
That's exactly right.
That's, you know, and as Billy Bob called yesterday, if you listen to that, Billy Bob says, you know, we had a chance to build a 500 or a 300 bed jail 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Like, I guess right around the time AB 109 was coming. We had the money to build it, but, you know, and we didn't have the money to keep it going.
But as
Billy Bob says, he says that's a lack of vision. Not realizing how bad this was going to be. But I don't know if anybody could realize how bad it was going to be.
Well, we put our money into Tiger Field.
Well,
I mean, come on, you guys. I mean, where is the media here locally going to stand up? And I'm not saying you have to be cruel, you have to be disrespectful. But come on. I mean, really and truly, no community officers because we're doing this. The salaries are out of sight. We have unfunded liability. There is no one that's taking a stand. And when people do take a stand, they're chastised for it by the very people that are supposed to be representing us.
I think that what we need to do is hold the people responsible. And we've got a brand new board, a city council, who then can take action on everybody that works there. The Kurt Starman, all of these people with the board that's coming in. You've got a chance to change the entire board. The entire council.
But you have to get off of your
But people have to do it. Now, are we going to stop talking about this crime? Absolutely not. Are we offering up ideas? But it's obvious that the leadership in our community, at both the Board of Supervisors and the City Council, is not there. I haven't seen one long-range plan or a substantive strategic plan to do anything about crime. Ed Roman, who heads up the Merchants Crime Watch Association, hasn't seen one. Vince Stevenson, who heads up the Downtown Reading Business Association, hasn't seen one. This is where we need to get together and we need to push and say, we want a plan. We want to see something that you're talking about that's going to happen now. What about the Chico ordinances? What about the no loitering? What about the no standing, spitting, lying, that kind of thing? But it's got to be done. I understand you're upset about the cost of the police. That's done. So what you have to do then is move forward from that. That's
done.
Make
them earn what they're being
now,
paid.
Okay, now,
if I may
we have
say
to go.
Just one thing.
Okay.
Patrick Jones
I got other people
had
in line
the $400,000, Carl. He had the money for the community officers. The city decided, staff decided, our chief of police decided they would take that money and put it into the police station. That's what happened. We had the money. Five community officers would free up how many officers, Carl, would free up how much time to where they can do real police work? Come on.
Good
you know,
point,
again,
Jerry.
We keep dancing around the issue.
It's a good point, and we've talked about it with Chief, but Chief will be on here in a couple of weeks. We can ask that again. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot. We've got Bill on the other line.
Sure.
All right, thanks, Terry. Hey, Bill, good morning. Do you have comments?
Yeah, good morning. This is Carl.
Yeah, this is Carl and Trish.
Oh, hey, Carl and Trish, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, these people up there at Mary Lake that are complaining about that range up there better take a look at how many shots these police officers shot and missed. they need to go up there and do some practice.
They need more practice, don't
67,
they?
67, you know what, I know several of these policemen, and to have 67 shots fired, and Bob, you drove by the place the next day, right?
Well, no, we drove by while the investigation was still uh-huh. going on. They had the big light up, and the little white cards on the ground to mark where each shell casing landed looked like a snowstorm.
Well, it was a snowstorm. 67 shots. They hit him twice in the right arm. I guess it's a good thing his right arm was in wherever it was. We would have had. Where did the other 65 go?
Yeah, where'd those 65s go?
But you know, that's the thing is, quit complaining about the pistol range. What you ought to do is complain they're not out there on it enough.
Well, and that's a whole other subject because yeah, those people is. Complaining about Mary Lake have got to have it.
Yeah,
I think the chief needs to take their sidearms away from them and issue them a shotgun.
Okay, Bill.
You guys have a wonderful day.
All right. Okay, now, I'm going to go back and say the same thing I said before. In a gunfight, first of all, and Bob, I put Bob through an advanced course here. And we get as close as we can to putting pressure on you without somebody shooting back at you.
I've never been in a combat situation. God willing, I never will be. But at night... you're already hyped on adrenaline. Tunnel vision kicks in. Having never been in such a situation, I can't say how I would react.
Do you remember what happens when we just hit the timer and you had to react to a timer and shoot and reload and all this?
It was like it puts stress. Fever.
Yeah, it puts stress on you. But the fact is that a pistol, you only use a pistol long enough to get to a rifle. And then you pick up the long gun to start shooting. Really, if you're using that pistol, I mean that is in close, and with such a short barrel like that, missing, pumping, not have put yourself through time after time of drills and drills. We train our people in extremist hostage rescues in all this thing. You cannot believe the amount of rounds we put down range, probably 10 times as much as any policeman does. Mm-hmm. When we practice going in there, and we go in. Not with pistols. We go in with rifles. The pistol is a backup. If your rifle, you run out of ammo or your rifle ceases to function, then you take the next step. The rifle's dropped, the pistol's up, and you're moving in that way. They go in with pistols, except that one time they had the shootout out here on the highway down here, 273. They had rifles in, and they hit the guy like 9 out of 10 times. There's the difference. So, and at night, I'm not making excuses for them. What I'm saying is that they shot a lot. They missed a lot. So maybe that means, and you start talking about Mary's Lake, they shoot too much. They don't shoot enough. In reality, they should be shooting, they should be shooting at least weekly. And maybe they do.
Maybe they could get on the list for the bullets that Obama's buying.
And
then they'd have enough.
There are simulators that simulate darkness conditions. Maybe they need something like that.
Because we shoot like that, too. We'll put goggles on people. And so it's dark when they're shooting. Anyway, I'm not second guessing the police because as soon as you start doing that, it's like they should have done this, they should have done that. Unfortunately, though, the only thing people see is 67 shots, 2 hits.
Well, and 6 people involved, and absolutely, and here's the good thing: the guy's wounded, he's not dead.
He's not dead, and he's obviously there's something wrong with him and all that. Suicidal. That's what they said.
Well, they indicated that's a suicide by cop is what he was trying to do.
That's tough on cops, too. People talk, the police in Reading, if somebody points a gun at them, they're dead. Well, in most cases, they are.
As they should be.
And that's just the way it is because you point a gun at a cop just like you point a gun at a Marine. You know what? And everybody wants to pile on in the Marine Corps. Where the Marines are. Like the amount of fire that's going out, but the thing about it is that's their job. That's their job.
Well, exactly. And where did we get in this country where all of a sudden it's okay that you can point guns at people and people are not going to shoot back, especially an officer.
Yeah, I don't.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Okay.
That's their job.
We got to take a break. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry on 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard and his associates there have a great selection of jewelry, estate jewelry, all types of jewelry. Plus, the only trained watch repair maker in town is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Trish wears Four Winds Jewelry stuff.
I do indeed.
She does. She's wearing it right now. In fact, Linda wears it all the time. It's great stuff. Head on down. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Or give them a call. 222-2750. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit adamsonspeakperformance.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio and KCNR, 1460. It's your talk radio station. If it's not happening here, it's probably not important.
There you go.
Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
We'll talk about it.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show, is brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Every one of her caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. Now, you want to keep your parents, your loved ones, whoever needs this assistance in their house. Because if they have to leave their home, then they have to go to an assisted care facility. You know, they've lost a lot right there. There's ways of keeping them in their home. There's ways of achieving financial help with this thing, too. But you have to call Sharon at 226-8350, 226-8350, or check out her website, readinghomehelpers.com, and she will help you with that. She'll do an in-home consultation. It's her 10th year of business, so this isn't something that just started last week with Craigslist people. This has been going on for 10 years, and Sharon's great at what she does. Great American, too. Okay, speaking of great Americans, we have Mr. Terry Pell on with us. Good morning, Mr. Pell.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, Terry is the, if I have this right, is the president for the of the Center of Individual Rights. Is that true?
That's correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. We're a nonprofit public interest law firm. We try to bring a handful of cases that we think are going to get to the Supreme Court and set national precedents that increase liberty for everybody.
All right. That was, I like that.
That's concise.
We like that.
And we like it a lot.
Now, the reason that we've asked you to be on today was I received something talking about how you all are involved with this case in California with teachers.
That's right. It's called Friedrichs versus California Teachers Association. And we're suing to end compulsory union dues for all public employees in California, not just teachers, and in fact for all public employees nationwide. We're trying to set a constitutional precedent that would end compulsory union dues in the 26 states that have them. So essentially we would be nationalizing the right to work idea by getting the Supreme Court to overturn a couple of its precedents that allow states to pass laws that compel the payment of union dues. So it's a big case, it's a big deal, and we're hoping to get to the Supreme Court next year where we think our chances are pretty good for a victory.
Okay. The unions are probably pretty much up in high hover over this, aren't they?
Well, that's right. The unions say this is going to be the end of collective bargaining. They're afraid that if dues aren't mandatory, then they're not going to get any dues because nobody will pay them. We don't think that's true. We think that, this is not an attack on collective bargaining. If we win, the California Teachers Association will still be the teachers union in California. It'll be the designated bargaining agent. But teachers, individual teachers themselves, will for the first time have the right to decide on their own whether to pay dues to this union. And many will, some won't. We'll have to see. It'd be up to the union to sell itself to the teachers if it wants to continue to represent them. And we hope that this will introduce some accountability into, the union's political ambitions and programs, because they'll have to answer to the teachers if they continue to take absolutist positions on things like tenure and teacher salary and some of the other political positions the union takes, then, yeah, they will probably suffer a drop in membership. But there's no reason the unions have to do that. We think they will actually start to respect the interests of their members, and that'll be a good thing.
Be responsive to them and actually offer them something in exchange for the payment of their dues.
That's exactly right. That's the whole idea. So we're not trying to end collective bargaining. We're just trying to give teachers, the frontline individuals who know what's going on in the classroom, the right to decide for themselves whether to support their union. We think that's a First Amendment right that every individual has to decide which causes to support and which causes not to support, and even whether to support any cause.
One of the complaints that I hear regularly from union members, they may support what the union is doing in a lot of areas. What they don't support is the idea that generally speaking, unions support Democratic candidates and Democratic positions, and a lot of union members are not Democrats.
So that's right. Obviously, every individual is going to have to decide whether the combination of things the union stands for is worth supporting. But right now, they have no choice.
Exactly.
California collects $1,000 a year in dues from every teacher as a condition of employment. And while it is possible to opt out of about 300 of those dollars for that go to overt political expenditures, every teacher is still on the hook for the collective bargaining part of the dues, and that runs $600 or $700 a year. And one of the things we're claiming is that this distinction between the political expenditures and the collective bargaining expenditures is a false distinction. It's all political. When the union advocates for higher salaries and greater tenure protection, it's basically negotiating with local government, and it's taking a political position about how the local government ought to spend its money. And that's a political position. Some teachers agree with it, some teachers don't. But teachers have the First Amendment right to decide for themselves whether to support these efforts.
Okay.
So that's what's new about our case.
Okay, Terry, from the other side, so I'm a teacher. I'm in the union. The union protects me from capricious moves by administrators. It has gotten me a salary. It has gotten me a retirement. And if I choose not to pay to them, I still get those benefits. Is that because from other people, I'm still a member of the union, but I'm not a since I'm not a dues paying union member, but I still get the benefits of the union. Is that correct?
Well, that is what the other side says. Yes, that's right. It's called the free rider problem. They're saying that if you don't make dues mandatory, nobody will pay them, but everybody will get the benefit of what the union's doing. But actually, you know, there are all sorts of professional organizations in the country, like the AMA, the ABA, the American Bar Association, which, you know, represents the interests of all lawyers, but they don't get mandatory dues from all lawyers. They have to sell themselves. And the same thing should be true of public employee unions. Just because a union represents the interests of all the teachers doesn't mean that all the teachers have to support the union with dues. And, this idea got off the ground 40 years ago when unions were seeking or advocating for things like a higher salary and better working conditions. And so you could reasonably say the union did represent the interests of everybody, and everybody ought to pay for that. But, you know, times have changed. The unions are pursuing a much more aggressively political agenda, both in the under the cover of collective bargaining and its more overt political activities. It's not the case that the union represents everybody's interests now. I mean, just take, for example, the issue of tenure. The union consistently pushes for tougher and tougher tenure rules that protect sometimes incompetent teachers and keep them in the classrooms. A lot of teachers, especially younger teachers, don't agree with that position of the union, and yet they're forced to support the union's advocacy of greater and greater tenure protection, even though these younger teachers think that actually hurts the children in the classroom.
Yeah, they're the younger teachers are the first ones to go, and I think one of our federal judges out here in California struck down tenure, so that ought to be interesting to see what happens. And then the state of California just passed a law that makes it easier to fire teachers that have been relieved of duties for cause. I think because of that tenure thing. But I agree with you. We need to have the very best in there, and tenure in some cases protects people that should not even be
shouldn't be
in the classroom, or if they've been relieved of their duties, they're still getting paid for years afterwards. So I understand that. You're getting pushback for that. If you can do this with the California Teachers Association, why couldn't you do this with, say, the public employees unions?
Well, that's exactly right. If we win, this will cover all public employee unions in all states. And so
including firemen and police officers and the whole across the board.
That's exactly right. Right now, there are 26 states which have compelled union due laws that cover all public employees. If we win, all the laws in all 26 states will be struck down with one Supreme Court decision.
Well, this will probably put a severe crimp in unions, then, won't it?
Well, the unions are going to have to change the way they do business. That's for sure.
Okay.
But there's no reason to think they won't change the way they do business. I mean, they're an interested organization just like everybody else. They can see what their self-interest is. If they have to compete for dues, then they're going to sell themselves to their members with a package of, benefits and a political program and an agenda that those members support. So, it's impossible to know in advance how the unions will respond. So it's impossible to know whether there will be a big drop in membership or a small drop in membership. Our view is that if it's a big drop in membership, there must be a real problem, and we shouldn't be fixing that problem with a state law that compels dues to an organization that no one supports.
Yeah.
So yeah. Either way, we want to put this decision, take this decision away from the state legislators and put it in the hands of teachers, the frontline individuals who know what's going on in the classroom. Let them decide what's in the interest of teachers. And let them decide by being allowed to either pay their dues or not pay their dues.
Which court is this in?
Well, right now, this is in the federal courts, and right now we're before the Ninth Circuit Court
Ninth
of
Circuit.
Appeals. And we've asked that court for expedited consideration because there's only one court in the country that can grant us the relief we're requesting, and that's the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is the only court that has authority to overturn its own precedent. And so what we said to the Ninth Circuit is, look, just decide this case against us, but do it in a hurry so that we can get to
and, the and they will.
And well
and they will.
And well put, because that was the point I was going to get to, is that, okay, you're in the Ninth District Court. Your chances of prevailing here are like slim and none.
Well, they are none, because the Ninth Circuit doesn't have the authority to grant us the outcome we want.
So they'd have to push it up. Now, if they push it up quickly, are we looking at something next year?
Yeah, if we get a decision from the Ninth Circuit, say, by this December, which is possible, we could be in front of the Supreme Court in the 2015 term, and we could have a decision roughly, you know, a year from now, the end of next June.
Marvelous.
Okay, our guest is Terry Pell, who is the president of the Center for Individual Freedoms. Did I get that right?
Individual rights.
Individual rights. Well, rights and freedoms, you know, okay, to me
that's
is
right.
Very,
well, linked.
Very linked. How do people find out more about you all and your organization, Terry?
Well, we have a website, and it's got a lot of information about the Friedrichs case, as well as all of our other cases. And the web address is www.cir-usa.org. Let me say that again, www.cir-usa.org.
Okay. Terry, okay, can you sum up here before we have to run?
Sure. We're challenging compulsory union dues in California. We've got a very strong case. We think our chances are better than 50-50 when we get to the Supreme Court next year that we'll be able to strike down the compulsory union dues in 26 states as a matter of constitutional law. We think that would be a good thing for public employees, a good thing for unions in the end, and a good thing for the American people.
Basically make all of our states right-to-work states.
That's exactly right.
And we're going to be watching this, and I'm sure now that I know how to get a hold of you, of your organization there, we're going to be staying in touch with y'all and following us, because I know you have a couple other cases too, and we've also gotten we've gotten connected with some other people that are working on the Second Amendment and others also.
Oh, good.
So
well, I look forward to talking with you anytime you want.
Well, you know what? Thanks a lot, Terry. You know, it's interesting because I, you know, when this came across my desk, I thought, well, this, you know, this is a game changer. Do we have a question for
him? Well, somebody would like to find out his contact information, so I'm going to ask him to hold over the break so I can get that info.
Okay, can you give it one more time? How we get a hold
of
you?
The web address, and there's a contact form on there in case anybody wants to contact us, is www.cir-usa.org.
Okay, we're going to put this on our chat room, too, so people can take a look at it that way. Terry, thanks very, very much for being with us today.
Great information in a really concise manner.
Thanks very much for having me.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Carl Abbott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Abbott tonight. She's got guests coming in from Menopause the Musical, Chicago the Musical, which is starting tonight. And I have tickets to Chicago for tonight's performance. And I'm going to give them away as soon as we come back after this break. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm ready for
it. Yeah. Good morning, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley's got a great place there, Espresso Joe's. Not only great coffee in the morning, but also icy drinks. Walk next door. E-cigs of all imaginable kinds and flavors, and a finest walk-in humidor in the state. Get all those top-rated cigars right there at Tobacco and Brew. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I've got tickets to give away tonight to the musical Chicago. It opens tonight. I have two tickets to give away. And they are at Shasta College and... Tonight, I've got two tickets for Chicago the Musical at Shasta College starting at 7:30. I did lie. Never mind. Okay. Therefore, the 17th, that's a week from today.
It's a week from today.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but if you want tickets for a week from today for Chicago the Musical, and trust me, we're all going to go to it. You know, we're all fired up. We know what great people in this thing. James Santos and is down there with Dean to help him put, you know, it's artistic director. This is going to be an outstanding musical. So if you want two tickets for next Thursday night, I've got them for you right here. You know, I was totally, you know. I'm looking at
winging it here.
I was told, hey, they're for tonight. They're not. They're for next Thursday night. And so, good. So if you want these tickets and people are calling already, so it's the first persons that called. That's my people. All right. Let's go. Let's move on from there.
Okay.
So because I am totally in a hole right here.
Okay.
You know, the Daniel Copeland, the guy that aimed at the police that was shot, he was there, been wounded twice in the right arm, has pleaded not guilty, but... There are some other things going on with him, obviously. The man that was attacked in the wheelchair. Here's a man that's out on his wheelchair, walking his dog on Alta Mesa Park. Four thugs come up. Where's your wallet? He says, I don't have a wallet. It's 12:45 in the morning. And
is that taking his dog out?
Taking his dog for a walk. And this guy stabs him, and then they punch him. So...
He's in a wheelchair.
With his dog. So, well, where else is this guy supposed to go to? You know, I mean, he goes out, takes it. So, Bastiani Arms, one of our supporters here, has offered David Hisawa a weapons course or a firearms course and a gun for free.
Help him get his C.
To protect, to defend himself.
Help him get his CWI?
I'm not. I don't know if that's what it is, but the thing is that they've offered him free classes and a gun for free to help defend himself. Is this where we're at? That we've had five stabbings this week. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Five. We've had five stabbings this week.
We have to outlaw the guns or outlaw knives.
I think knives, baseball bats,
battle
axes, cars. Anyway, so. You know, people go, oh, he's offering him a gun. That's right. Because there's this guy, 60 years old, in a wheelchair. And like Terry called and he says, my son's in a wheelchair. You know, what are we supposed to do? And so, you know what you do if your son is able and meets all the requirements to get a concealed carry? Then you get one. Because mm-hmm. you can train people that are in wheelchairs how to use a concealed weapon, concealed carry firearm easily. I mean, we train people on that. All right. You remember the New Orleans mayor, Ray Najin, you know, the one down right when Katrina hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was the one, he became a cult figure, a cult hero about how bad the government is and how bad they are and all this, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, are they going to do for us? How come they haven't done this? Where are they?
He's getting free housing now, free medical, and free clothing, free everything. For the next 10 years.
Because?
He just got found guilty of of corruption, fraud, money laundering, and many other things. As the judge says, you are nothing more than just a lightweight, crass politician.
Well, hey, and so he was absolutely corrected about what government is, right?
That's right. So government
– just nailed himself.
My nephew was wearing a shirt the other day. He said, you know, food – he's food, clothing. Let's say food, clothing, a bed, and medical care is my right. And I said, and I looked at it, and I kept reading the shirt, and I go, what exactly is that shirt? And he goes, oh, this is the one, and he shows me the other part of it. This is what happens when you go to prison. This is what you get. And I went, oh, okay, all right, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that one.
Yeah.
Because the rest of it, I was getting ready to climb all over him, you know, and
I was going to climb all over him
and beat him to death. But he didn't. It was because he was in prison. Anyway, Ray Najin or whatever his name is, he gets 10 years in the slammer for fraud.
Boy,
money
is there a bunch of them that should be in there with him?
Hey, you know what? Else too, in the last couple of minutes here, you know, we're waiting for the sheriff. You know, but I haven't talked to the sheriff. I've talked to his person that does all of his appointments. But the sheriff always listens, and I put it on Facebook. So if there's a mistake, he's usually calling me and telling me.
And he is, in fact, not.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure he is. Anyway, hey, by the way, Diane won the tickets to Chicago for next Thursday, and we're going to have some more to give away for tomorrow. For this Sunday, July 13th. So we'll give away some more tomorrow for Sunday musical. So,
you know, once again, people say there's nothing going on. Well, there's nothing to do. We don't have culture yet. Boy, are you kidding me?
Wrong.
We have two major productions coming up on Sunday. There's something going on every night. Not enough hours in the day to attend all the things that are available in Shasta County.
In fact, I've got four tickets to the Dixie Swim Club for July 16th, which is a week from yesterday. I have four tickets.
And that's the Riverfront Playhouse.
To the Riverfront Playhouse, the Dixie Swim Club. It's on Wednesday, July 16th at 7:30. I have four of those I'll give away to the first caller. And Sheriff Tom just walked by. So I'll give four tickets to the first caller for the Dixie Swim Club for next Wednesday night at 7:30, 605-4567. If you want to have tickets to that, it's going to be a great little show. And it's going to be, I think you're going to really, really, really enjoy that. That's the Dixie Swim Club. If you just give us a call, 605-4567. Take your friends. Okay. Sheriff Tom's going to join us when we get back. And you know what? We need to talk to Tom and Rob. And we know who else we need to really talk to. Kurt Starman, Larry Lees, but especially Kurt Starman. He's the city manager, and because a lot of these things come under staff and all that.
So. Well, they absolutely do.
But the leadership is what we have to get.
Well, and we need to pay very close attention. We now have yet another opportunity to make some differences in the leadership in our communities. We have a city council election coming up. That if you don't like the way things are going, you're going to have all kinds of opportunities to pick new ones. Elected officials, and we need to do it.
And by the way, starting next Monday, all city council candidates are going to be on the show. One a day for the next 6 days. We'll be right back. Sheriff Tom Basinko will be with us.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry today speaking out about the ongoing crisis, political crisis in Afghanistan. He says that the president has taken the unusual step of intervening in a foreign election, and he says rival party leaders need to make political compromises.
We would encourage both of them to not raise expectations with their supporters, to publicly demonstrate respect for the audit process and the accountability process.
Kerry spoke out today about the disputed Afghan presidential election on his trip to China. Also at SRNews.com, fewer people sought U.S. unemployment benefits last week, driving down the level of applications to nearly the lowest in 7 years. The Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment aid fell by 11,000. U.S. wholesale stockpiles rose in May at the weakest pace in 5 months as companies kept their supplies in line with slower sales.
The Commerce Department says wholesale stockpiles went up 0.5%. down from a 1% surge in April. Large increases in inventories of autos, lumber, and metals drove the increase. Meanwhile, sales at the wholesale level went up 0.7%, down from a 1.3% advance in April. Auto sales jumped 1.1%, while sales of computers and electrical equipment declined.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. Average U.S. rates on fixed mortgages edged up slightly this week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the nationwide average rate for a 30-year loan rose to 4.15%. Investigators in Spring, Texas today plan to charge a man in the shooting deaths of four of his children and two adults in a suburban Houston home, Constable Ron Hickman.
We were contacted by one of the victims, notifying us of the location she believed that he may go from there.
One of the man's children survived and was able to dial 911. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Pray. Pray for people you know who don't know Jesus. And get ready. Get ready for My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham. God worked powerfully through My Hope last year.
I submitted my life that night to Jesus Christ.
Now your church can be part of My Hope 2014 this fall. It features a new message from Billy Graham. Pre-order the DVD today. Then help your church plan its own My Hope outreach because your church knows the best way to reach your community. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org.
The Sportsman's Bill has hit a snag in the U.S. Senate. SRN's Linda Kenyon reports.
The wide-ranging bill includes provisions to open up more federal lands to hunting, fishing, and other activities. The bill is seen as a political boon to Democratic senators from GOP-leaning states facing tough re-election campaigns. But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has blocked a number of Republican amendments, among them amendments to expand gun owners' rights. Senator Reid said he was blocking amendment votes because Republicans could not agree on which amendments they would actually want to vote on. The movement makes it all but certain that Republicans will derail the overall bill in a procedural vote later this week or next. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Do not count on John Boehner among those calling for the impeachment of President Obama. The House Speaker made that clear when asked by reporters if he supports a call by Sarah Palin to impeach President Obama. And in an article, Palin recently wrote that the president should be impeached. This is SRN News. Just when you thought that the personal computer or PC was dead altogether.
A two-year slump in personal computer sales ended in the second quarter, helped by improving demand in developed markets like North America and Europe. PC sales have fallen in recent years, hurt by surging demand for tablets and other mobile devices. But quarterly figures released by the research firms Gartner Incorporated and International Data Corporation show the global slump is easing. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Boeing is raising its long-term forecast for new airplane demand by more than 4%, and it is still the Asia-Pacific region that appears to be driving most of that demand. According to the plane maker, Boeing anticipates orders of 36,770 new airplanes over the next 20 years, with total list prices valued at an estimated $5.2 trillion. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m., and it's Thursday, so we have Trish Clark. Good morning.
And I love Thursday mornings in Chester County. Good morning.
We love Trish Clark being here. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, July the 10th, 8:06 in the morning. And let's start off with Kathy Lathrop-Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The markets are negative this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 89 points at 16,896. The S&P 500 is down 11 at 1,961, and the NASDAQ is down 27 at 4,391. Active stocks this morning include CBS Corporation, down $1.90 at $62.03, and Bank of America down 9 cents at $15.51. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $6.37, and XO Group is down 41 cents at $11.94. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.51%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 19 cents at $101.56. Gold is up $14.50 at $1,338.80, and silver is up 39 cents at $21.46. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 608-808-908 in the morning. And you know what, Kathy and Chris and Josh and Cameron and Susan and Steve, all of them are people you can go to find the way to achieve financial freedom here in our, you know, in their lifetime. But you can't do it unless you give them a call. 243-7561. That's 243-7561. Set up an appointment and head on down to Park Marina Drive to our offices. They give great advice. They're your neighbors, and they have your best interest at heart.
And the temperature's rising. It's 73 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 99 today. Going to not make that century mark, we hope. Low in the 70s this evening. Could get a little bit of wind. Sunny on Friday with a high around 95. Up to about 100 on Saturday, and Sunday 102. Ooh, heating up into next week, up into above the century mark. And our weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. And the phone number is 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, it's hot. It's going to get hotter. It's not going to not be hot. So who do you call? Alliance Heating and Air. In the North State for over 20 years, Martin and his associates have done just outstanding professional work on all makes and models of air conditioners and heaters. Got an emergency? They'll fix it. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, or just take care of the systems you have to make sure they're running efficiently. That's Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642, or give them a or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Mike Boyer, 30, featured on newscast as the first person to legally buy weed in Spokane, Washington, is promptly fired from his job as a security guard after he's featured on a local newscast. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of law and order, the man is sitting here.
Good
the
morning.
El Supremo of the county. The Alatola of the jail. okay. Shasta County Sheriff Thomas.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Thank you for joining us today.
You bet.
On our usual monthly update.
You sounded a little bit
high
anxiety.
Speculative?
You didn't know if I was going to pull in or not.
Well, you know what? Becky and I have this special relationship, and I know that, you know, I trust Becky, and she said, but I couldn't remember it. The last thing she said was, you know what? I put it down here, but... You know, I couldn't remember if she said but, because I know you were out of town. You've been going down to South Carolina.
Yeah, we've had to move
stuff
around a little bit due to my schedule, and then I had to move.
Right.
So
but
I could understand that anxiety of with all the changes.
Well, you know what? But I'm here with Trish. Trust me.
We would have figured it out.
I would have looked at Trish and said, what you got, Trish? And then an hour later, I would have just walked out the door.
There's always something.
It's always something you can push somebody's buttons with.
All right. We a lot of things going on. I cannot begin to tell you, Sheriff, all the number of calls, the number of emails, number of people stopping me, Ed Roman being in here yesterday, the Downtown Reading Business Association, security guys, property managers that are just up in arms.
Just in the city of Reading.
And it's not just in the city of Reading.
Oh, no,
Anderson. It's up in Shingletown. It's everywhere.
In our local news, you see Chico with a number of issues, too, Butte County.
We are
throughout the state.
Would you say we're in trouble?
Yeah, that'd probably be an understatement.
We are. Okay, the last time you were on, and maybe, I don't know if it's the last time, but you and Chief Play both said the system's broken.
Oh, yeah. Has been for decades.
Okay.
Overloaded. And then the problem is, you add to the problem with prison realignment, AB 109, you're releasing people from prison, returning them to county responsibility, and who are you releasing? Primarily people with drug addictions and property crimes, stolen vehicles, burglaries. So do you think property crime is going to grow up when you're releasing them and returning them to the counties?
And then I just saw there was a federal ruling or a judge ruling that says the state is on the hook for fixing all the jails, though. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Did I miss something in that? Because it looked like, and Brown just went, you know, berserk because it said they were going to have to do all the repairs on jails for ADA and all the upgrades. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. Now it's a matter of to get the state to pay.
However,
we'll probably all be in wheelchairs by the time the state ponies up the money for the reimbursement.
Okay. So that means we have to take it out of our own pocket?
There's in the county, and there's some availability of American Disabilities Act funds, which we received for improvements within county buildings. They did some upgrades to parking lots, our buildings for accessibility, some remodels with bathrooms and different things to do that. So they have still some of that money left over. Although it's still taxpayer money, so don't be getting
wrong.
You know,
and it is. And I'm going to jump in here because I'm not politically correct, but I just want to say something. We have some issues. We're talking about property crimes. We're talking about real things happening to real people. And yet we're able to come up with money to do things, and this is what makes me crazy. Adjust towel racks for height. Widen doors by an inch and a half. And these are major repairs. These are not something you go in and do lightly.
And you remember all that. And it's not cheap.
So do we have a problem with our priorities when we can come up with money for doing... I'm not hanging up on disability people. I mean, but does that really change their life that a towel rack is adjusted by an inch as opposed to the guy that just got knifed in his wheelchair because we don't have enough officers on the street to protect and take care of these people? Something's wrong with our priorities.
And then you have lawyers,
when we can
lawyers
come up
driving
with that
around
kind of money.
Looking for those violations to sue.
Exactly. And come in here and close down businesses over those disability things. Talk about pushing buttons. That's one that'll
certainly
really get me going. That has to be a matter of priority.
And I know what you're saying too, Trish, because you don't want to restrict access to those with disabilities. You certainly want the access there, but does an inch make that much difference in some of these things? Probably not.
And it's a matter of priorities.
Right.
Those statistics and those kind of rules, okay, if that's how things should be built, that's one thing. You can demand that if you're going to build a structure, let's make it accessible. But to go back and retrofit all of the buildings that we've got to make them totally accessible in a time when we don't have enough funds to keep our citizens safe makes no sense to me.
And I'll tell you exactly what they're going to say. And Tom lives with this. Different pots of money.
Yes.
Right?
It's all out of your back pocket, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen.
But it is. And
it's
agree
a matter
with,
of
I
setting
agree with
the
you.
Priorities.
It's the priorities, but you've got money. It's like you've got money set aside in for your mortgage, or you have money set aside yeah. for your and, for
but
your
But that's why we need to go back and change how
some
that money
priorities.
Is allocated.
Like from federal government, yeah. there's money for health and human services that comes in for a number of public health, mental health. Road department monies coming from federal monies as well can only be used on roads because that a lot of it comes from gas taxes and such. And so you can't – it's already designated. And Trish knows this too. I think in the county only has discretion on about 13 cents out of every dollar.
13 cents. I would have thought it was less than that by now, but you're
That's
right.
the last figure I heard.
Yeah.
So.
But the point is we can't we just keep accepting that. At some point, we've got to go back and do something to this system that changes the way our priorities are set so that money comes down to the local government as it was meant to right. be under our Constitution so that we have the ability to set those priorities.
We're coming up on a break, and then we'll continue with some talk on crime, a little bit on marijuana in the future, and then maybe some of the gun bills and about the jail.
Loss control, Carl?
And I also want to talk about the strategic plan. That we're going to go forward with here
yes.
to take these vermin off our street. We'll be right back after these messages. Was I too strong with that? Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. We're going to figure out how to make this work. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Reading, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money.
Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy. Small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
This is the new Washington State theme song, you know. Up,
and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high.
When even Jerry Brown worries about California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and I want to get high. I'm high on life.
I am high on life as
well. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located on Larkspur at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Not only do they have almost any kind of long gun and pistol you could possibly want, but they also have ammo. They've got a number of firearms on sale. And John Bastiani is the one that offered the gentleman who was assaulted in his wheelchair.
I saw that in the paper.
A free gun class on firearms, and also a free gun, so he could protect himself. So when he's out walking his dog in the night, and four thugs come up next time, then maybe he won't get stabbed. Maybe he can scare them away.
He also donated a gun for the Order of Purple Heart fundraising for our veterans.
He did, and they raffled that off, and they made some money on it, and all the proceeds went to the Order of the Purple Heart, our local guys.
Right.
John Bastiani does a lot for our guns to a lot of good causes for these things, so people can take care of people with cancer and all this. You know, John Bastiani is a local guy, and he does a lot of good work. So, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, give him a call, 222-8222. Okay, let's catch up on,
Bob had a good segue with his bump music as we were talking about marijuana right there. In November, on the ballot here in Shasta County, you're going to see Measure A. And Measure A goes to the voters that says, should the voters adopt the increased limitations that the Board of Supervisors made to their land use marijuana ordinance. And basically it restricts growers to growing only indoors, only 12 plants maximum, and you have to have a residence on the parcel where you're growing. And the more pro-marijuana group got a petition going, was able to put that on the ballot. So that'll be coming up. And so it will help Shasta County increase the limitations on medical marijuana land use growth. And
pick up 1,200 plants or 800 plants here?
We had both. We had 800, and then we had another about 1,800 plants here.
Had they all been tagged with people's names for medical marijuana?
Sometimes they are, and sometimes they aren't. It depends on each one.
All 2,000 plants were marked, though, right?
No. They have a few recommendations there, and most of these are criminal operations interested in just growing it for sales out of state for thousands of dollars.
Oh, say it isn't so.
Tell me we don't have marijuana heading north to Washington or east to Colorado. Tell me that.
Usually it's going to the states where it's illegal because it brings a higher dollar value, sometimes up to about $10,000 a pound there.
Oh, wow.
Where plants yield about
Trish. I noticed when I was trying to get people to sell me firewood this last year, all of my normal firewood cutters were no longer cutting firewood. They were
trimming and harvesting.
Trimming and harvesting and didn't want to be bothered with the piddly $300.
Trish, you've got an RV. Frankly, because your personal upstanding, character and all that, you could probably load that RV with probably a ton and head back east, because you go back east a lot.
I could just kind of distribute along the way.
No, I just have probably Tom knows people that are, anyway. the bad guys, Tom knows, anyway. Let's go past that.
So let's see, crime in Shasta County.
So now every time I get my RV, I'm going to get stopped?
Yeah.
Okay, crime in Shasta County.
We're seeing, at least right in the city of Reading, some in the outlying areas, upticks, or at least it appears to be upticks, in property crimes. We're talking burglary, thefts, auto theft. We're seeing a resurgence again of some of the mailbox thefts, whether it be from a regular mailbox a rural mailbox, if you will, and then what we call the cluster or community boxes. And those are become easy targets where they break into them. And a lot of times they're breaking into the mailboxes for looking for checks, or if you've ordered checks and maybe you have a box of them that come in, taking those, or the credit card companies that send you the credit card and say, here, let's sign up when you're approved for $25,000 limit. They'll steal those and activate them as well. Also looking for some monies that a lot of times around Christmas time, graduation time, you'll see an uptick in some of the mail thefts because you'll usually see money in envelopes for graduation and Christmas presents and stuff like that.
An uptick. I don't know, Tom, if I would use the word uptick. Because, I mean, and mine is anecdotal. You're looking at statistics. I'm hearing from people that are being accosted on street corners.
Oh, yeah. We're seeing that, too.
I mean, I'm hearing...
That goes
hearing
to violent crime.
I'm sorry.
That goes to violent crime, well, no, like robberies and stuff.
No.
I mean, they're just being accosted.
Car.
Accosted, yeah, wanting money and then screaming at you if you say no. People that are security managers of places that are holding people and try to do a citizen's arrest and can do a citizen's arrest because the guy just did something horrible in there. 4 hours before they're picked up, a girl being assaulted in a boutique. I mean, it's just and down at the, and I realize this is all city stuff, but in down
no,
in the,
no, it's not because in
the parking
some of the
structure,
other areas too.
It's also
but
a quality of life here in our whole
yes,
community. It's just
yes,
not city of Reading.
Okay,
yeah, you're right.
But,
it's
but the bottom line is, we could add 100 more police and sheriffs, deputies.
Correct.
Where are you going to put them?
We're going to have if I had 100 more deputies, or even 10 more.
Right.
We'd put them on patrol.
No, where are you going to pick
no, no.
Put the
where are you
going to
put the
up?
Bad guys? I
oh,
mean,
exactly.
I know you
that's
can
one
use
of the
it.
Problems because you could no. add, let's say you add 100 cops. Okay, they're going to go out and do their job and arrest people. Put them in the jail. What's the problem with that? No room.
I've been there.
Then it becomes cyclic of you have to release them because we can't go over capacity and we don't have the space. And that's repeated county after county throughout the state of California, about 40 counties.
Okay, and this goes to my next question then. Mm-hmm. What's the strategic plan to solve this?
We need more bed space, and we also need the services and programs in place for those that we can impact, those inmates, for rehabilitative skills. Is it going to be 100% successful? Absolutely
Of course not.
And that's why you still need jails and prisons. With prison realignment, the problem with it, when they made it, the state legislature and then the governor approving it, the problem is the counties weren't ready for it. It was basically made hastily and crammed down the county's throat. Then the inmates were released, and the reason they made prison realignment was to comply with the Supreme Court order of reducing prison population. So the legislator says, hey.
Based on prisoners' rights.
Part on prisoners' rights because of the medical lack of medical attention and mental health conditions in our prisons. And they said, hey, we got to get them out so we're not held in contempt. And they made 109, and it pushed it back to the counties. And like I said, the majority of counties in the state of California did not have the jail bed space available. Many were under court orders or self-imposed orders to limit their own capacity so they don't get sued.
Right.
And we're seeing the suits come to the counties just like the prisons had as well for conditions within our jails.
Okay. Of course you will.
I understand all that. I think everybody understands.
But so what do we need?
We need more
space.
That was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is that now – I think that we're right on the verge of some things starting to happen. I mean, there are already 5 days in a row of stabbings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, innocent people stabbings, not drug people being stabbed.
Right.
Innocent people being stabbed. So the
you
strategic
have a person in a wheelchair out
walking their dog.
Another person out walking their dog.
Yeah, another one too. Yeah, that's right.
There was two people.
The lady
mm-hmm.
that got
the lady,
stabbed
yeah.
in, right. got stabbed in the chest
right.
on this. The question is the strategic plan is to put more to bring in more jails. Or more jail spaces, but where is the strategic plan? I mean, who's written it? Who's writing it?
And
can somebody show me in writing, this is where we're going to be 3 years from now or a year from now?
Not necessarily in time, but we do have our community corrections plan, which deals with the prison realignment. And it is a broad overall.
Yeah, I've read that.
But
you know what? And it hasn't changed I was in office years ago.
In fact, even when you were in office.
That's my point, though.
We developed the sheriff's office, then the other administration developed a plan called the Community Corrections Plan at that time. It was a little bit different because we did not have realignment. But it had many of the same points. In addition to bed space, jail bed space, we need programs and services. And it was, and the board adopted it unanimously. And that was, at the time, they said, hey, we agree with this concept and the points that were made in there. There was, I think, 100 and some odd points in this particular plan that was made back then. But we, the county, don't have the money at the time. And that's the big thing.
Okay. That's the problem. You want a strategic plan, Carl. We can do the plan, but unless we have a plan of action to input it, doesn't make plans aren't going to do us any good.
You've got to have the revenue.
For 3 years, we've been in AB 109. I mean, you can say that we've had this plan. And I'm not, Tom, you just happen to be here because and I'm asking you about it because people are asking the question is, okay, is it the whole thing is because there's no money or is it because, I mean, is that the whole thing? Because we're building a jail, it's going to take, what, a year and a half or 3 years? I'm not sure. I've heard both.
Actually, it'll take total time span, like we're working on that now.
Yeah.
Probably about 5 years total from when we get the approval for the money by the time we open the door.
Okay, so 5 years from now.
No, now it's about four because we've been
okay. Four years from
I
now.
What you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, Tom. And I know, and Tom, I'm not pointing this at you because, but you're a member of this community
Absolutely.
Policing plan. The six of you that are on this plan, I've read the plan. It says draft, by the way. Now, unless there's a new one that's been put out.
No, it has been adopted.
Okay,
now.
It's been adopted. I've read it, and it's boilerplate, and it looks good. But it doesn't say, we're going to get these guys off the street by this way. I know we can't chain them to trees. I know that.
Right.
But people, I mean, and you've told me yourself, and this isn't a secret because you've said it other places, we need another 300 spots, maybe more.
Well, at least, yes.
Maybe 500.
Like right now we have probably 30-plus people out of county that we're paying other county jails.
A lot of money.
A lot of money. About $500,000 to $600,000 a year because we don't have the space. And those are sentence inmates. That we rotate through, and then we have 300 that are on our work release program. About 100 of those are on GPS ankle bracelets, and that's another way to have a person in custody, kind of like house arrest, but you can keep track of them. Those have been very effective as well.
And I'm all for that, but we also know is that so we're at the point where if I give you 25 more deputies and Rob Paletti, because I have $100 million, I'm going to give you 10 more deputies and him 25 more policemen.
How come the city gets more than the county? We're bigger.
Okay, I'm going to give you 25 more sheriff's deputies. I'm going to give Anderson 50. I'm going to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Trish. But it's not going to change anything.
And remember,
is it?
We have a system, a criminal justice system. So if you add just police officers, what comes next? You have to have more.
District attorney, public defender.
Okay. There you are. Trish knows that.
And I know that, too, because.
And then the courts. You got to have the courtroom.
Exactly.
Because Steve Carlson came in here that day and said, I got everybody there for a trial. No courtroom.
Mm-hmm. There you go. It's all a system. All has to function together, or it doesn't help.
We have to take a break here.
And then I want to go to something else that I think adds to our issue big time.
Okay. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, our guest is Sheriff Tom Basinko. And we're talking crime in this area because it seems like every time we have somebody on, it turns to this. But in this case, Tom is one of the two figures that head up the law enforcement side of it, and he's also on the community policing group, and is tuned in to everything that's happening in this county. So there's a lot of answers out there, at least a lot of questions. We'll be right back.
With a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself,
Ted Light here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Light, and I'll see you at the range.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Chicago is coming to the Shasta College Theater this summer. It's the Tony Award-winning musical, full of fame, fortune, and all that jazz. Fresh from serving as artistic director of Cirque du Soleil, James Santos returns to Reading to join director Dean Monroe in directing Chicago, with a full orchestra and sets by David Frazier. Chicago, July 10th through the 26th, with evening and matinee performances. Tickets at the door or online at shastacollege.edu or at the Cascade Theater box office.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got a guest from Chicago, the musical. She's got guests from Menopause, the musical. Or as Bob Belongi says, menopause, the night of the 2 years of terror.
You're going to get me in trouble.
Bridge is not listening. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. So Bob's going to go down there and live for next week.
Yeah, you're going to cause me several steak dinners, you realize.
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, discounts for seniors and veterans. It is. Great haircuts there, DC Tim and the Man in Black. And it is man's last stronghold, but it's like the Cheers of barbershops. Can't say enough about them. Cypress Square Barbershop, that's where we all go. Okay, just the, you know what? Everybody knows the guy that does our the Bob, who does our news in the morning, and he does baseball games. He's our producer for that, not the announcer, but our producer. And Bob's been with us for like 4 years, but Bob's really under the weather, and is he's not gonna be here for a few days. So it's
not to be confused with Bad Bob.
No, Bad Bob's here. It's the other Bob
I'm
that
sorry,
we have.
Was I here?
Yeah, you're here. The other Bob is ill. And we'll not be back for a few days. So, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, the Bob now and then, you're going, well, who's, you know, he's not doing the news today. It's because he can't do the news right now. But hopefully we'll have him back early next week.
Okay. So,
all right, let's go on back. Our guest chair, Tom Basinko.
Yeah, we talked about homeless just before the break. Yeah.
Okay, and so we're talking about, for the whole hour and a half I've been here this morning, we've been talking about this issue and how the homeless, the people in our community who have, are just out there causing trouble and are just wandering around and they're not doing anything. So now I'm reading in the paper where we're going to create a daycare center where we're going to make these comfortable people more comfortable and make it easier for them to hang around. What's wrong with that picture?
Exactly. In fact, I think that it will end up attracting more homeless and transient people.
Absolutely.
We see it somewhat already to where transients from neighboring counties have contacted us, or they see some of our officers, whatever the case may be, and they say, yeah, well, we came from this other county because we didn't, there wasn't any services there, and we were, they directed us to Shasta County because we have the Good News Rescue Mission, and there's a place to stay. They can have services. They do have rehabilitative alcohol and drug programs,
but
they still come here, and then they become our responsibility again for social programs, EBT, welfare, those type of things. That's also then they're here in our community, and then you see the panhandling, the crime, and we get more of them because we have some of that here.
Okay, but the Good News Rescue Mission, I always want to make a distinction about the Good News Rescue Mission, is it is not a government-funded program.
That is a private nonprofit.
It's a private nonprofit, which makes a clear distinction and difference to the people that stay there, because they got to live by the Good News Rescue Mission's rules, or they get them bounced.
And that's why homeless people do not want to go there.
And that's exactly right.
They want to go there for a free meal, breakfast, and dinner.
But they don't want to do any of the rest of it.
But they don't want to do the rest because you can't come in intoxicated or on drugs. You can't do drugs.
And you
got to
pray.
You do have. It's a faith based.
No dogs.
No dogs. And so they only want to come there for some of the food and then leave.
But and they can't do that at the Good News Rescue Mission.
And if you go
because they don't take government funding, they can put those rules
right.
in. I keep going back to that because it's a clear distinction. If they set this nonprofit thing up that they're talking about now, it's going to be grant funded, federal money, state money, county money, whatever. It is going to be a huge magnet nightmare. We are the largest city up in the North State. And you put that out there that there is a homeless daycare center in Shasta County. Katie, mm-hmm. bar the door. We're going to be so full, we won't know what to do with the people that are going to come.
Full, but then also that's going to also attract the criminal element.
Absolutely.
So. Well,
they'll be on every street corner.
Let's take another look at this from the other side, if I may, because I'm trying to, without getting my tail feather scorched here. They're out on the streets right now.
Correct.
They're all over the place. If you give them one consolidated place to be, doesn't that keep most of them off the streets?
Absolutely not.
It may keep them off the streets for only the time that they're there. You can't necessarily house the hundreds.
No, they're not being housed there, from what I understand.
The thousands of them. It's going to attract more, but you'll actually see more on the streets because
they'll they'll get a meal and they'll get some services, and then that'll just make them hang around longer.
What we did as a law enforcement community with Chief Rob Paletti and Chief Michael Johnson from Anderson and myself, we got together with Jessica Delaney for the Homeless Continuum of Care, Health
right.
and Human Services, Mental Health, Veteran Services, because many of these homeless people, I won't say many, but there's
a percentage of them
are veterans that have served our country, and try and hook them up with the right services that the veterans have coming that's from serving our country.
All good stuff.
And they may not be aware of the services
that's right,
they
and
have.
You can get them in there.
So we've tried to work with mental health, and we go out into the homeless camps and areas about two times a week. Some of it's in the city of Reading, some of it's in the city of Anderson, and then the outlying, what we call the fringe areas, usually the county area that's right close to the city limits, because the population still wants to stay close to Reading since it's the center of population, and also that's where a lot of the services, programs, and amenities are, whether it be food and shelter. So we have to address that on the fringe areas as well. Because if you just do it in the city of Reading, it kind of pushes out into the county or city of Anderson, and then you just transfer the problem. It doesn't solve anything. So we're working together
well,
as a collective group.
One of our comments is maybe we need to fund or otherwise help other counties take care of the homeless. We can even bust those folks over there. Anyway, that's
right.
Just a comment. Okay, so everybody's against pretty much the idea of having a daycare
center. Well, not everybody is against that.
Well, of course not. But I'm going to try and get the Reverend on because She has obviously got a huge heart, and so I want to have her on, hear what she says about why she believes we need this. But let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I have a question for the sheriff there, and let me make a little statement before I do that so we don't get the wrong idea. Carl, you know and I know the threat of carrying a gun is worse than pulling a gun. And once you pull a gun, you're committed. And wouldn't it be simpler if they fast-tracked the concealed weapons permit so it would be, I'm going to be facetious and say make the fee a dollar and put it through in 3 days and let everybody get a permit I think this would cut your crime rate down considerably in the city of Reading or anywhere else.
Okay, Henry. Thanks. I'll go ahead and answer on air, but then with you offline. To a degree, you are correct. I'm a huge supporter of our concealed weapons process. We have nearly 6,000 concealed weapons permits here in Shasta County. It's continuing on the rise. We are booked out for appointments until about October right now for processing of new CCW permits. I pulled in another person, a volunteer, to help with the interviews to speed up the process. There's about a 25-page application that has to be completed, and that's by state regulations. And then you also have to take training as required by law, up to 16 hours for a new permit and 4 hours for a renewal. And then in California, CCW permits are up in very much increased. I don't know the exact percentage. But violent crime as a whole in California is down. So it's not the guns causing the violent crimes. And so we see that. What we do need is you see many of these acts of violence in the national news and here in California. There needs to be some better mental health services and mental health programs rather than infringing upon our Second Amendment rights for the law-abiding citizens. And we'll get into that in a while because there's a number of gun bills out there as well.
And we got to take a break, Henry. But thanks for the phone call. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're talking crime here in the county. What the strategic plan is, and we've talked about it's incarceration. We've talked about marijuana. We've talked about a new homeless
daycare center.
Daycare.
And we're going to come back. We're going to talk some about some of the gun laws that are going to have an impact. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. We'll be right back.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoke. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Happiness. Bang, bang, shoot, shoot. Happiness.
Bang, bang. Welcome back to Free Fire.
I fired myself up.
I know. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Happiness is a warm gun. You know, it's a... I hate to, you know what, Bob, you break me up here, okay? Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV, don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue. You know, the people down there have got great deals on cars, trucks, SUVs, whether new or previously owned. Of course, they are your local Ford, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Great stories down there. Remember, Dodge Ram trucks are truck of the year for 2013 and 14. That's never happened before. And their service department is second to none anywhere around here. Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Trish Clark is here with me today. On Thursdays, Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, of course. Tom, when we start talking, we're going on, and we want to talk about the gun laws that are coming in now. Any changes that people need to know? You said over 6,000 concealed carry permits.
In Shasta County.
And no, you're okay. It just wasn't turned on.
Oh.
Every time I talk to you, it seems like it goes up 300-400.
It usually goes up, depending on when we do the check, but it usually goes up about 200-300 each time. There's generally about 200-300 permits that I call in the pipeline that are in the process of going through.
Yeah, I mean, every one of these classes.
And how long is it taking for people to get an appointment now?
Right now, we're booking out into October.
Wow.
And I brought another person in, a volunteer, to help with the interview process for new permits. Renewals are much quicker, but the new permits is where we have the backlog.
What kind of a lead time do you need for a renewal now?
Usually none. You can usually just come in and get it renewed.
Yeah.
If you're adding the guns, you have to usually come in and do that at the time. There's a form to fill out for an ad, and I
very helpful
stay
there.
Up on those as I come through and get a hold of my CCW person and check off the ad list.
And that's your people are very helpful down there, and I realize you're backed up, but people need to understand is that they about looking out till October.
I think Orange County they're booked out 2+ years for appointments because of the huge insurgence of requests for CCWs.
Let's go to the phones here before we start on that. Ruth, good morning. You have a question for Sheriff Basinko.
I do. Good morning. Good morning, Tom. I do have a question because you can feel the level of anxiety and you can feel and you know that people are increasing their numbers of applications for CCWs. My question to you is that we don't have a sophisticated statistics system in Shasta County. I apologize for the background noise, but my question to you is, the calls for service don't match the actual number of reports. So the 911 calls determine how many people you have in your 911 center, and there's a lot of people in there. So why can't we have the statistics that you know you have, not necessarily priority for calls or any of that, just what the calls for service that are being entered, whether they're adjudicated or called back or... they don't respond. Let the people see that because Measure A needs to be defeated. And if we do, if that does pass,
actually Measure A needs to be approved.
Not only the fact that the crime is going to go up, those calls for service are going to go up, And those numbers are going to increase to a point where people need to see this now. People need to know what those numbers are now, whether they make a report or not.
Ruth, let's be clear that we don't want to defeat that measure. We want it to pass.
We
want those rules to go in.
My earplug dropped when I was listening to that.
By passing Measure A, which is the Marijuana Land Use Ordinance, it increases the limitations and restrictions in the county ordinance. So we would want that to pass.
Okay, good. I have that understanding now because when I was listening to it, like I said,
Ruth, I get exactly what you're saying. And within our Shascom, which is a joint dispatch center, no pun intended, for law enforcement, fire, and medical, they do have the total calls that have come in, and they do an annual report with what they receive as 911 calls. Not every 911 call is a report, but it is a call for service, and we have all of those. I know that within Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we usually have around 60,000 calls for service each year. Not every one of those is a report. There's log reports as well. And our records management system and for statistical data such as crimes and different things, that is antiquated, decades old. And then Chief Paletti and myself and Chief Johnson, we sit on the IPSS for the Integrated Public Safety System, and we're working on right now we have a consultant to look at our systems and what we need for the future so we can have a good system to where we can pull statistical data so that we can appropriately assign staff to where there's hot spots of crime occurring, get our statistical data more on a lifetime basis than having to go through and do hand searches. And that's probably going to cost $3 million, and we're saving up the money right now, and hopefully we'll have that in place.
Can I just interrupt you? Because I think what's important now is from January to July, just give whatever statistics that you've entered into your computer, and that we're not even talking about self-initiated stuff, the DUIs, the traffic stuff. We're talking about why people are calling, and take a look at that and let the public see it. Let them see that they're getting calls for 415 other. What does that other mean? Is that somebody that's on, you know, drugs or something that's going nuts that people can't really figure out what's going on with this guy? I'm not an expert, but
I know that
what's going on with this guy.
I know that often, not necessarily Shascom putting out some of those calls, but I know that the Reading Police Department puts out a mid-year report on Part 1 crimes, which is usually like burglary, theft.
Yeah, but those
grand
are reports taken.
That's
I'm talking
correct.
About people call in every day.
You're talking
day
about the raw data.
How many thousands
right. yeah.
of calls are going into your comm center that aren't being filtered and given to the public?
That's pretty easy. That's very easy to retrieve. And I'll talk with our Shascom Center and our board members and see if we can get that going.
Hey, Ruth, we've got another caller on the line. So what he said is, what the sheriff says, is he's going to look that up and he'll have that data for us.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Ruth. Thanks for the phone call. All right.
We got Jim.
Yeah, Jim. Good morning. Jim. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question. We got just a couple minutes left.
Yeah, the biggest one here is the waste of the short of manpower for the sheriffs and the highway patrol and the city police. Why do you have 2 and 3 patrol cars following each other down the street? That looks like a big waste of manpower just following each other around. And what they could do if they want to have them close to each other in case if they need them for their have them staggered out to where they're within the vicinity, and they could be there within a minute or two, but it'd be a better appearance, not a wasted manpower, just following each other. And then when they stop a car, they're all sitting there, and sometimes there's 3 patrol cars sitting there, and it looks like they're all doing is writing somebody a fix-it ticket, and then they, after the person leaves, they stand around and talk to each other. I've seen them stand around and talk to each other out there for a good 3 or 4 minutes, and then they get in the car and go off.
Okay, hey, Jim, we've only got a couple minutes left. We'll let the sheriff answer this. Thanks for your phone call, though.
Jim, good point. All of our law enforcement use a beat system and assign officers to various geographical areas. We are so short-staffed that oftentimes we end up going from call to call, and those calls require a backup officer going there. And so you'll see the officers going there. Sometimes an officer has to wait for another one to arrive. When you say that maybe they can be there in a minute or two, sometimes that minute or two can be an eternity when you're in a fight of your life or you're having a gun pointed at you and we're seeing a lot more violence here. So the officers do go to a lot of calls together where they need backup calls. And so we're trying to do the best job we can with the resources we have. And we only got about 1 minute, but if some people want to get some information on some of the gun bills, there's one that could require you to buy a license and get backgrounded simply to purchase ammunition, which is SB 53. We got about 1 minute left. And then there's another one that would allow officers to obtain restraining orders and seize firearms for people that may have not necessarily 5150, which are a suicidal or a danger to themselves or others, but it's much less than that. It was out of Isla Vista that came up out of that.
And if this means if Tom, and it won't be Tom, but if Tom said, oh, you know what, I just think you could be a danger, he could come in and take your weapons.
You have to get a restraining order, which takes hours by the court tying up the officers and a search warrant for more hours. And then there's one to increase penalties for concealed weapons if you don't have a permit and it's on or about your purchase. That's pretty ambiguous. Thanks, Carl. Don't back down.
You know, Tom, the questions are still out there, and we need as a community work together on all this.
Come back in before the month's over.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do want you to do that. Remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An early morning apartment building fire in Lowell, Massachusetts had people leaping from third floor windows to escape the smoke and flames. Seven people died in what Fire Chief Edward Pitta says was a very difficult blaze to fight.
They did have quite a volume of fire when they first arrived. The building is somewhat chopped up, so access to certain areas was somewhat difficult, and I do not know there were localized areas of collapse, some ceilings and floors.
The fire's under investigation. Ronald Lee Haskell faces multiple counts of capital murder. The 33-year-old man allegedly shot and killed four children and a couple of adults at a home in the Houston suburb of Spring, Texas last night. Police Constable Ron Hickman says the gunman
came in the guise of a FedEx driver wearing a FedEx shirt, came to this residence, gathered up the children that were here.